Are you one of the 75% of contractors whose financial statements are inaccurate? Find out. Click on the link in the show notes and you'll get a free P&L and balance sheet check.
This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and significantly impact your life and the lives of your employees. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here is how we will help your business and you. Fact, according to a survey that the Fed did last year, the average homeowner has less than $5,000 in savings. How can this homeowner afford a new HVAC system, a new water heater, or any major home repair? The answer, of course, is financing. My guest today, Joel Cannon, is the Senior Vice President for Consumer Home Improvement Lending Sales and Marketing for EnerBank, a Regions Bank company. Joel will give you the financing do's and don'ts and what lenders are looking for with respect to approving contractors who finance home improvements for their customers. In terms of full disclosure, I am a Regions customer. I didn't know they provided home improvement financing until I was in Chicago at AHR when I met several members of the team. I was impressed. Joel, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thank you, Ruth. Happy to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. So, I met a lot of the team at AHR in Chicago this year, and I was like, oh my goodness, the Regions, yay, because you guys do great.
That is great to hear, and it's always exciting when we get to meet an existing Regions customer who now has additional products and services through the acquisition.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about EnerBank. So it was independent. Cameron was telling me that Regions bought EnerBank, right?
That's correct. So we actually got started, EnerBank got started in 2002. And we chartered as an industrial loan bank at that time. And we were owned by CMS Energy, which is a utility company in Michigan that serves most of the residents of Michigan. And they acquired a business unit from another bank. At that time, we were primarily financing energy improvement enhancements that were partially subsidized by the utility. So we, from 2002 to 2021, we were owned by CMS Energy. We expanded significantly our product set and the types of home improvement projects that we were financing, but with a focus on just working with contractors to offer financing to their customers. In 2021, because we had outgrown CMS and we were larger bank than they wanted to own as a utility, Regions Bank acquired us. We closed that sale in October of 2021. And so we've been part of the Regions family for 2.5 years.
Yeah,
and it's been a great transition for EnerBank.
Well, I didn't want everybody to think, oh, they're too new on the block. I mean, the history is there. I mean, it's not like you just started doing this 2 years ago, even though, you know, Regions started, you know, a little over 2 years ago, but it wasn't that EnerBank was only 2 years old.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we've got more than 20 years experience. And I in fact, have members of my team that have been part of the bank since the bank was chartered that have, you know, more than 20 years experience in the industry. So because we were just focused on home improvement lending through contractors, we really have some deep knowledge on the team about the industry and have designed all of our loan products specifically to be to assist contractors in growing their businesses.
Cool. All right. Let's assume I'm a contractor listening to this to Contractor Sense, and I'm interested in becoming, you know, having you do the financing for some of my customers. What do you look for in a contractor? Are there requirements? Are there rules? Do they have to be in business a certain amount of time? Do they need a certain amount of revenue? What do you look for?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ruth. At the core of our philosophy about our contractor relationships, we really believe in a win-win-win philosophy where contractors win, the homeowner wins, and we as the bank standing behind it win. And so that drives us to want to work really with the best contractors in the industry that demonstrate a consistent level of quality and service for their customers. So we actually operate in two different divisions. The team that you met at AHR, they represent our independent contractor division. In that division, a contractor can apply directly with Regions EnerBank to be part of our bank-sponsored loan program. And what we're looking for there, Ruth, is we're looking for some history in the business. So, we like to see 5 years in business. We do accept contractors that have as low as three years in business. We're looking for a residential focus, so at least half of their business focused on residential work versus commercial. We're looking for annual sales that are at least 500,000 or more. And then we're looking at their reputation. So we actually look at online reviews, Better Business Bureau, to look at how customers are treated by that contractor. And again, that helps us feel confident about the work they're doing for the homeowners that we're financing. The other division is structured a little bit differently. It's a sponsorship model. So we might identify a manufacturer of equipment who is selling directly to two contractors. Let's say it's an HVAC manufacturer. They're selling equipment to contractors. We can set up a private label loan program for that manufacturer. And we work with that manufacturer to determine the underwriting criteria for contractors that participate in that program. So they may be similar to how the bank underwrites contractors, or they may vary. But those are the two ways that contractors can work with Regions EnerBank: supply directly, or identify a loan program where they can be sponsored by a manufacturer, distributor, or franchisor.
Got it. So before we take a break, if somebody's interested in speaking with somebody at Regions EnerBank, where do they go? How do they talk to them? Is there a website?
Yeah, absolutely. Easiest path to contact us is to go to enerbank.com. On that site, there's a contractor section where they can learn about our programs and also request more information or even start the process to apply to join our program.
Okay, so it's enerbank.com?
That's correct.
Okay, so if you're interested, curious, that's where you go. We need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, "I can't," are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? By knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense. I am speaking with Joel Cannon, who is the Senior Vice President for Consumer Home Improvement Lending Sales and Marketing for EnerBank, which is a Regions banking company. And before the break, we were talking about overall what a contractor needs to do to be approved either through EnerBank's internal, I don't know what you call it, we do it, or be sponsored through a manufacturer. So in this section, Joel, I'd really like to cover, all right, you've approved a contractor, or it went through a sponsorship with the manufacturer, distributor, or something like that. Now what happens? And we want to start using it for my clients. So how does that work?
Sure. That's a great question, Ruth. So once we have approved a contractor, either through our independent contractor division or our program sponsor division, the first thing we're going to do with that contractor is provide them some training. Our mission, Ruth, at EnerBank is to help contractors grow their business. And we have more than two decades of data that show how contractors can leverage the loan products that we offer to increase their sales without compromising their margins. So the first thing we're going to do with a contractor is we want to meet with the sales manager and ideally the sales team and show them how to use our loan program. And in that training, which we either deliver through an instructor-led training or through an on-demand training platform, we talk about how to functionally offer our loan products, but also the best practices where we can help contractors get the most benefit out of offering these loan products to their customers. So we offer multiple methods for homeowners to apply for our loans through their contractor. The most popular method today is our mobile app. So during that training, we're going to show the contractor where to download our app from the App Store, how to use their EnerBank credentials to initiate a loan application. And then during that process, the contractor enters just a few pieces of information, tells us what the project type is, the amount of money that the homeowner wants to borrow for their project. And then they hand their device to the customer, the homeowner, to enter their credit application information. And it's typical information that you would expect in a credit application: employment information, homeownership information, income information. Then we run that credit right in the application, and typically we're able to decision that application within about 10 seconds. Once that application is completed and decisioned, the contractor can proceed with the job, knowing that we, the bank, are going to pay them for that job. So if we have an HVAC replacement job, typically there's a strong need from the customer to get that job done quickly,
yeah,
whether they're freezing or melting without their system running. And so the faster we can decision that for the contractor, the better. But the contractor then has the confidence that the bank is going to pay that amount directly to them. And we actually deposit the funds directly in the contractor's bank account when the job is complete. If it's a more complex job, longer term job, higher dollar job, we even offer staged funding to the contractor so they can access some of the loan proceeds ahead of time, which really helps with the contractor's cash flow.
Yeah, no kidding. So is there minimums and maximums in terms of the total amount that a homeowner can borrow?
Yes, there are. Our minimum loan amount is $1,000. And then depending on the project type, we go up to $100,000. And these are all unsecured loans. And most of them can be decisioned right in the home through our mobile app, where they can call our lending department and speak with a lender to get that application processed.
So it's fairly easy, fairly quick.
It really is. And that's how we've designed the process, because that's important to contractors to wrap up the credit application process quickly so they can get back to the customer's project.
Yeah. Now, when you do the sales, when you do the training of this, and you had mentioned we also help with some of the sales process, do you advise them when in the process that they're at the customer's home they should talk about financing, or do you leave it up to them?
Ultimately, it is up to the contractor, but we do provide them with best practices on when to offer the financing. And through a lot of research that we've done over the years, we found the best way to offer financing to a customer is to make them aware of it as early as possible during the project, and then repeat it at several stages during the sales process. So our recommendation is that contractors actually advertise financing options on their website. So customers who haven't thought about how they're going to pay for their project yet know that they have good options from the contractor. And we've found in the data, Ruth, that homeowners actually are more likely to work with a contractor who offers financing than those that don't, even if the cost of the project is higher.
Yeah.
Customers really value that flexibility in how they're paying for their project. So we recommend it is in their advertising, website, direct mail, email campaigns, digital marketing, that the contractor then reminds the homeowner during the appointment confirmation process, whether they do that by phone or email. They remind the customer that there are payment options available. And then at the time that they present the bid to the customer, that they remind the customer that there are either monthly payments or same as cash options to make it easy for the customer to pay for their project. When they follow those best practices, we see an increase in average project size for the contractor. We see lower cancellation rates, and we see higher close rates for the contractor because they've really met the needs of the customer and made it quick and easy for them.
Yeah, and avoided the sticker shock, because if somebody bought an, you took the HVAC example. They bought one 10 years ago and the price was $3,000. I promise you the price is not $3,000 today.
You're exactly right. And we really enjoy meeting with contractors at a trade show and or at a client event. And we say, how often are homeowners accurate in their ability to estimate the cost of their project?
Oh my gosh, never.
And the answer is never. because of the complexity of the jobs they're working on and the uniqueness of the home and project, it is really difficult for customers to estimate project costs. And if they've done research online and they've seen an average, it typically is much lower than the project is going to cost. So whether they had cash on hand to pay for the project, it is likely going to be more than they estimated. And so that can cause an objection that can cause a contractor to lose the sale. But if you ease that sticker shock with payment options, and Ruth, we actually offer contractors the ability to offer interest rates and promotional periods that are better than customers could get on their own if they applied directly with the bank. And so it really smooths the sales process and helps them get more yeses right in the home.
Great. Joel, give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's enerbank.com, enerbank.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Ruth. Really enjoyed it.
And thanks to all of you for joining us. Choose one thing you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.